I'm, by the way, Tom.
Sure.
I'm an outsider. I don't owe anybody anything.
I don't know that we can accept that answer, Mr. Renshaw, with all due respect. How are you an outsider? You were Bill Clinton's Secretary of Labor.
Well, Secretary of Labor of the United States, but I wasn't on Beacon Hill. I have no career on Beacon Hill. I don't owe anybody anything.
Okay. All right, then.
This is Willie Lantigua, and you are listening to the Paying Attention. Listen carefully, sir. Prestando Atención, the radio program with Tom Dugan, the chief.
Sí, ya es hora de limpiar las manchas de miel sobre el mantel. Yo nunca supe actuar en mis labios se ven muertos de sed. No quiero dejarlo todo a la suerte.
All righty. Paul has left us for the day. If I had had like another 15 minutes in my week, I would have been able to book somebody to fill Paul for the second half of the show. But is it
possible? Does that make me chop liver?
I need to start asking all the presidential candidates if they can just find a way to pass legislation to give us like another hour in the day. Because I'd vote for that candidate. If there's somebody out there who will give me another hour, that's the candidate.
You're
I'm
looking for
vote
the 25th
for.
Hour?
Oh,
you can keep it.
Oh, that was just so awesome. If I could just get one more hour, I think I could get so much more done. The days just go by too fast. I blink and I'm like 40 years old. How did that happen? It's all over at this point. So I get a phone call from Tennis Lily, our resident communist, off the air during the break, telling me that, Tom, what are you talking about? 49% of the people don't pay taxes. Of course they pay taxes. They pay sales tax. Yeah, Chico, we're not talking about sales tax. The discussion was income tax. Well, yeah, but they pay taxes. They just get it all back. Right, which means they don't pay taxes. Hello? I just think if it's a fundamental issue of fairness, you can't say it's a fundamental... You can't have like a neighborhood association and say... We're going to go knock down Jerry's house because it's an issue of fundamental fairness. You just can't do it because that's not fair. It's not fair to say that the people who pay 2/3 of the taxes need to pay more and call that their fair share when 49% of the people aren't paying any income taxes. And don't tell me they pay sales tax. Don't tell me they pay taxes on other stuff because the discussion is income tax, and with all due respect to Nikki Tsongas, and hopefully I've been as respectful to her as I can be today, if you're going to go out there as a sitting congressman and start off your answers with it's a fundamental issue of fairness and then rail against corporations and rail against people who are the, quote, top 1%, which we all know isn't going to be the top 1%, then you ought to be willing to say if it's about fairness, everybody should pay something. I don't care if it's a dollar. Say to everybody on welfare, you got to give back a buck. Say to everybody who's not working, somehow, I don't go out and panhandle for the buck, but you got to pay something. Pay something because they're getting so much in services. And if it's going to be about fairness, now we all know it's not about fairness, and that's why I'm trying to push the issue. It's not about fairness. It's about class warfare. It's about the rich. They're so rich and they have so many they were so blessed or fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
They're so blessed, they're so fortunate, they should give back more. Well, that would be great if the rich today were the same people who were rich 10 years ago. But there's a 1/3 flux in that if you look at any of the studies that have been done, people who were multimillionaires 10 years ago are living on the streets today and vice versa. People who were living on the streets 10 years ago are millionaires. Those numbers flux. So I don't know why it's wrong to attack blacks because they're black, or poor because they're poor, or Hispanics because they're Hispanics, or gays because they're gays, but it's not wrong to attack rich people because they're rich. I mean, the Democrat Party in general has a serious morality issue, and that is that they go out there and they put themselves up on a pedestal and claim to be the icons of fairness, the purveyors of fairness. And almost everything that they propose is unfair. It's unfair to somebody under the guise of fairness.
Okay. I'm going to play your fairness game, Tom.
And then we're going to get to North Andover and Sheriff Cousins.
You got it. I'm going to play this. I'm going to see where you go with this. All right. Okay.
All right.
You are for everyone paying something.
Yeah, pay something.
I'm gonna be for everyone paying something.
All right,
and
good.
Not only am I gonna be for everyone paying something, I'm gonna be for everyone paying their fair share.
Excellent.
So here's my thoughts.
All right.
Flat tax.
I love it.
You love it.
Love it.
You'll go flat tax.
Absolutely.
So no exceptions.
Nope.
No nothing.
No
so
write-offs.
No nothing.
Nope.
It's 5%.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just pulling a number here for our conversation.
I don't care
5%.
I don't care if it's 15%
so
or 20%.
If it's $100 that you make, it's $5.
Right.
There you go. Is it 5%?
Now, see.
So you okay with that?
That's fair.
Oh, and so then you're okay with
I'm
the guy
okay
who's making
that.
$20 billion, $100 billion.
Yep.
He's got to pay his 5%,
tax credits,
10%, 15%.
No write-offs.
I'm for all of that.
No deductions.
Okay, we can agree on this.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, because in that case, my belief is you would achieve what the Democrats are trying to look for,
right.
Which is the richer pay more.
Right.
Those who don't have as much
right.
pay less. They don't
right.
pay nothing.
Right.
They pay less.
Right.
So therefore, that is truly fair.
Yeah. The only
so
people,
I am pro-flat
tax. By the
way,
there is one class of people I think should have to pay no taxes. Now, to Nikki Tsongas, that's anybody who doesn't make in the 1%.
To a certain, yeah.
To me, it's anybody who served this country. If you put on a uniform and you joined the military, whether it's the Marines, the Army, the National Guard, whatever it is, and you were willing to put your life on the line for this country, even if you never saw combat, I think when you get out, you should get a free pass on taxes.
Yeah, that one's really hard, and I agree with your principle on the matter, which is you're right. I mean, for everything they've done for this country and fighting for this country, like you said, even if they never saw combat, just to have the courage to take that step,
right.
I'm all for that. The problem is it's very hard to argue that practically because, they've gone into all different sectors of society. If you start, and there's so many, especially in the older aspect
right
now, it's very difficult to take all of that money out of the tax base and figure out where you're going to recover it.
Well, we'll just tax the rich more.
Well, see, I just made my argument for a flat tax.
Right.
I just made my argument for a flat tax.
Right.
Everyone pays their share of whatever the percentages we agree on. There are no write-offs. There are no nothing. If you make X, you owe Y. End of conversation.
All right. Very good. 978-454-4980 is the phone number. Paul got me so worked up, and I tried to, I jumped out of, did you see me? I jumped out of my chair, and I'm talking about Nazis, and I'm pointing at him, because I know if I can just push Paul sometimes just to, a certain point, Paul just loses it, and that makes great radio.
Of course it does.
I think he's a
very laid-back guy,
yeah,
so it's hard to push him to the edge.
Yeah.
What I will say, and I toe the line, when you're arguing with a theology professor, it's very difficult to argue religion with a theology professor. I will say, I was very particular about the way I framed my points, this man knows a lot.
Yeah, he does. Look, Paul's a smart guy, and the
very
fun part
guy.
About Paul is I agree with him on 90% of what he says. I just disagree with 90% of the reasons of why he says what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are both against gay marriage.
Yep.
But we're both against gay marriage for exact opposite reasons.
Yeah.
So that makes it fun because we agree on the basic issue. We just don't agree on how to get there. 978-454-4980. I want to say hi to my friend Henry Sabani, who is listening in Tel Aviv right now. He's a great guy. And as well as Yosef, who's listening in Tel Aviv.
Okay. By the way, tell me about this T-shirt you're wearing. You were pointing to it during a debate earlier.
Yeah. I've got my Israeli Defense League T-shirt on that was sent to me from Israel from my friend Henry.
Okay.
Who's one of my new friends in Israel. And he has hooked me up with someone at the Jerusalem Post, although I might have the newspaper wrong.
Okay,
I apologize because I have ADD.
bored in the conversation?
And we're in the process of working out having an interview with Bibi Netanyahu.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a something right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's a victory for the Valley Patriot if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, I thought getting nude was good. And when I ever got the email from the woman at the Jerusalem Post saying, I could probably hook you up with that, I said, well, my show is on Saturday. And, of course, this is Shabbat.
Right.
Except it's 7 hours ahead in Israel. So let's say if Benjamin Netanyahu had called us at 12:30, that would make it 7:30 in Israel and the sun's already gone
down.
Right,
so once the sun goes down,
we're good.
The holy day is done.
Right?
Yeah, all right, I'm with you.
So
that'd be kind of cool.
I might not be able to get him live. I might have to come in on a Wednesday night or a Wednesday morning or a Tuesday morning and tape it and then bring it in. But I'm 85% sure we're going to have Benjamin Netanyahu for about 15 minutes.
Now, that's a victory right there.
How flippin' awesome would that be?
That's very cool. It's rare for American media.
Yeah, it is. And I want to thank my friend Henry, my friend Yosef, all my friends in Israel who not only listen to the show every week on 980WCAP.com, but they've been sending me stuff in the mail. Henry sent me this T-shirt, my Israeli Defense League T-shirt, which I wear proudly. And they've been sending me all kinds of Jewish foods and all kinds of Israeli stuff. And if I if you had told me, Todd, 8 years ago when we started this paper, that we would be read worldwide and people in Israel would be a fan of the newspaper mm-hmm. and would be like mailing me presents, there's no way I could have ever believed that. Like, not even in a fantasy world could I have believed
that. Maybe you can give me the Cliff Notes version because you want to get on to other things, but how did you meet up with these guys? Was it
Facebook.
Somebody? So you just Facebooked with them?
Yeah.
That's how they learned about the paper?
I had a bunch of people from Israel who were downloading and reading the Valley Patriot online every month, found me on Facebook. They friended me on Facebook. I got about, 4,500 friends on Facebook, so I can't keep track of all of them. And they started posting things on my wall because I'm always fighting with the Ron Paul bots about Israel because they hate Israel. Most of them are anti-Semites. So I'm always kicking them in the rear end. And then every once in a while, one of my friends from Israel will pop up and say, hey, I love that column you wrote about Israel 2 months ago.
Wow.
And thanks for kicking that guy's ass. So I started exploiting it, of course, because that's what I do. And I started sending them emails saying, hey, I'd really love to get Benjamin Netanyahu, never thinking that it would really happen.
Of course.
But you chum the waters. You see what you can find. And lo and behold, we're actually in the process of trying to make that happen.
That's very cool.
All right. So in North Andover last week.
Quite the transition, by the way. The world over today. Here,
right. We're covering Israel. We're covering taxes. We're going to talk about Frank Cousins in the last half hour, the last 15 minutes of the show, and some of the stories I'm working on with the Sheriff's Department in Essex County. But in North Andover, a funny thing happened. We talked about this 3 weeks ago. School committee chairman Chris Allen sent out a letter during the right before the proposed meals tax. They tried to propose a meals tax in North Andover so that if you go to a restaurant in North Andover, you'll pay a small – it's like a 0.75% meals tax. It's like, 75 cents on every $100 or something like that. And, of course, me being anti-tax and Ted Tripp from the North Andover Taxpayers Association being anti-tax, we were opposing it. Chris Allen, chairman of the school committee, apparently was all for it, not only for it, but her and her friends in the North Andover schools were behind the scenes orchestrating getting this thing passed using school resources. We blew that story out 3 weeks ago. We wrote it in this edition of the Valley Patriot. And within a couple of days, I got a phone call from somebody saying, hey, you're never going to believe what's going on over at Chris Allen's house. Dave Castricone, the former wrestling coach, who was videotaped walking in and out of the girls' bathroom, the girls' locker room, after hours, and then summarily quit when he was arrested by police for child pornography on his home computer.
Whoops.
Yeah. And again, innocent till proven guilty, but he has been charged. He owns a construction company. And I started getting phone calls from people who were driving down Chris Allen Street saying, you're not going to believe what I just saw. Mr. Castricone, I just saw him leaving Chris Allen's property, and there are Castricone trucks outside her house. They're doing work on her roof. So while this guy's out on bail, and again, innocent till proven guilty, and I hope he's not guilty, but he has been charged. This has been widely public, not just by me or the Tribune, but it's been in the Globe, it's been in the Herald, it was even on MSNBC, I think, at one point. So we wrote a story, we posted it online with pictures of the Castricone trucks outside the chairman of the school committee's house.
Whoa.
The chairman of the school committee, who was chairman of the school committee when the incidents happened. This isn't like a new person that just came on board. So we posted the stories, we posted the pictures, and apparently at the next Board of Selectmen meeting, Chris Allen sent her husband, because she couldn't do it herself. She sent her husband to get up and eviscerate members of the Board of Selectmen and accuse them of feeding us the story. Let's listen to what Larry Allen had to say, and we'll stop this periodically to have fun.
So I therefore made the decision to work with Castricone Roofing and Siding. This was my decision. And it's my right, my responsibility. I'm well aware of the recent incidents and allegations against Mr. Castricone. However, I contracted a roofing company, a local roofing company, a company which, to my knowledge, has not been charged with anything and, in fact, has a fine reputation for quality workmanship, a company which pays taxes in this town, employs local people in this town.
He's right about that. Castricone Roofing and Construction has an impeccable reputation in town. And I feel bad that Castricone Construction is even in this story.
Certainly.
Because I think it's unfair to the people who work at Castricone Construction. However, the story is what it is, and that's my job. But I do want to say, A, he's right. The Castricone Roofing and Construction was not charged with anything. However, the owner, who the construction company is named after, was. And the owner was seen, and we have pictures of the owner, coming from her house. Now, let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that the charges are true. If you had kids and you lived next door to Chris Allen, and your kids were walking the neighborhood, and you looked out your window, and you saw this individual coming from the chairman of the school committee's house next door or across the street or whatever, you're one of her neighbors, wouldn't you be, in fear for your kids, and second, wouldn't you be infuriated that the woman who was intimately involved as chairman of the school committee when these incidents were happening, that she has willingly brought this guy into your neighborhood where children are there? I mean, I would. But Mr. Cashacone seems to think, and he makes the same mistake all politicians make when they've never had a scandal before and suddenly they're thrust into one. Circle the wagons and attack the people who are reporting your bad deed. And that's what he's doing here. He's basically saying that really the story was local man hires local contractor. What's the big deal? The big deal, as you're going to find out from Tracy Watson in a few minutes, is that when your wife is chairman of the school committee, you're held to a higher standard. I'm not in any way saying that nobody should hire Castricone Roofing and Construction. But what I would say is that if you're the principal of the high school or the chairman of the school committee or a teacher at North Andover High, it's not just bad judgment, it's retarded judgment. I mean, I know people who are like literally mentally retarded, like deemed legally mentally retarded, who wouldn't make that decision.
This is one of those cases, Tom, where perception is reality. And what you're pointing to is not that the people at the construction company, as you said, I feel bad for every one of them that's on the staff because
sure.
They're probably fine quality craftsmen at what they do.
Yeah, and I know people who have used them. They do good work.
And so that's the tough part. They are now linked. Granted, they have nothing to do with it, but
Yep. They're
now working for a company with that individual. And what you pointed to is absolutely right.
Right.
Would you want that individual in your neighborhood for any reason?
No.
I mean, for any reason whatsoever.
No.
So by that alone, unfortunately, I, as a consumer, would say I would want this company, and I would choose not to use them. I'd tell all my friends not to use them, and you'd want that company to go down because, unfortunately, it was involved an individual with, if proven guilty,
yep.
is guilty of a disgusting crime, regardless of what their company standing in the community is. It's just the unfortunate nature of being connected to something like that.
And I would contend, let's forget the criminal charges for a minute. The guy's on video going in and out of the girl's locker room after hours. I don't need a jury of 12 people to tell me that guy shouldn't be in my neighborhood if I have kids. I mean, let's say he's not guilty of child porn. Maybe something happened and he got some kind of a virus. There are viruses out there that will download child porn to your computer if you click the wrong thing online. Let's say that's what happened to Mr. Castricone. I'm willing to even stretch that far. They got him on videotape coming and going out of the girl's locker room with an electronic recording device after hours. And you're chairman of the school committee, and this happened on your watch in your high school, not even in an adjoining community. Well, let's finish listening to what Larry Allen, the husband of Chris Allen, has to say, because he actually goes even a little further. This is just so funny.
I hear from this board the importance of those things. Furthermore, this company has done jobs all over North Andover. I've seen their trucks. You can see their trucks every week. Some of those homes are near parks, schools, churches. Up to now, this has not been news. Local man hires local contractor. Not going to make the papers.
What a moron.
Again, this decision is mine, and I have every right and responsibility to make it. My information, my firm beliefs, are the day that they arrived, someone on this board arranged for the Valley Patriot newspaper to be notified, and they dispatched a photographer to my house to take pictures of my house. Trucks in front of my house.
Can you pause that?
Why today? Certainly you can get pictures of Castricone's trucks around all the...
Yeah, isn't that great?
Do you have a dispatch?
Yeah. So once again, like, look, Mr. Allen has no clue what he's talking about now. Like, up until this point, you can say, okay, this is his opinion. He's circling the wagons. Even though he's wrong, he can justify his position. Here, he can't, because the Valley Patriot didn't dispatch anybody to anywhere. I had people who were driving by, calling me on their cell phone while it was going on, and emailing me pictures from their cell phones while it was happening.
Yep.
We didn't dispatch anybody anywhere.
Nope.
We have an army of people. And by the way, if you'd like to join our army, become a Facebook friend and send me an email. We'll be happy to have you. We have an army of people out in all 30 of our communities that we cover that if they see something going on, they pull out their cell phones, they snap pictures, and they email them to us to let us know what they just saw, whether it's an accident on the Lowell Connector, whether it's a fire in Haverhill, or whether it's Mr. Castricone at Chris Allen's house.
That's what they don't understand. I think that this person is underestimating is how technology has changed media.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, the Valley Patriot has to call up a photographer and they have to drive over and take pictures.
Yeah, we dispatched a team of photographers.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a team you must have. And they just, you whip out a cell phone and bing, you got video. You've got, I mean, it's amazing to me that anyone gets caught doing anything today.
Yeah.
Because you're carrying a mini computer in your pocket. You can nail anybody doing anything
right.
You want. I mean, That really, that's an uninformed statement,
yeah.
Very much so.
So now here's where he goes from here. First of all, he's wrong about us sending photographers. Now what he does is he turns around and he attacks two members of the board and accuses, in public, at a Board of Selectmen meeting, two selectmen of being our sources in order to disparage his poor victim wife.
Time. I also firmly believe that this is politically motivated to disparage my wife, Chris, who you would know is the chair of the school committee. Following this, the Lawrence Eagle Tribune got involved. They interviewed both Mrs. Watkins, Mrs. Spedeli, who publicly commented this was a poor choice. Mrs. Spedeli referenced the proximity to a public park. I believe that these comments were an attempt to slander and politically damage a fellow elected official. Up again. Now, the story was local man hires local contractor. Not news, but now it has a political slant. And so it got in the paper, and it drew unwanted interest. I mean, what are we going to do now?
Got that
pick
part,
through
right?
Each other's trash? If members of this board feel that they can pass moral judgment on someone's decision, especially my decision, well, I guess I can too.
Is that it?
No, there's more. You seem like you wanted to contribute something,
no,
so I gave you a pause.
I just like the part where you said, what's going to happen next? Are people going to be going through my trash? Mr. Allen, I've gone through your trash, okay? I don't have a team of photographers, but I have gone through your trash. And I've gone through Diane Huster's trash, and I've gone through Stan Limpert's trash, and I've even gone through Tracy Watson's trash. That's my job. See, Chris Allen has a job. Her job is to protect the children of North Andover. Which, up until recently, I think she's done pretty well at. And I think she's done a lot for the kids of North Andover up until recently. My job is to keep people like you, Mr. Allen, and your wife, Miss Allen, honest. My job is to be a watchdog over your behavior. Now, if Chris Allen was having an affair on her husband, I wouldn't write a story about that. I couldn't care less. If they were swingers, wouldn't care less. If they smoked pot on Saturday afternoons with their friends, as long as there's no kids involved, I couldn't care less. To me, that's not a story. But when a guy who is on charges of child porn and was videotaped coming and going out of a girl's locker room with a recording device is seen coming from the school committee chairman's home and his company is working on her roof, that to me, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's right. To me, that's a story.
I have no connection to this area whatsoever, and I would say from a totally political scientist standpoint looking out at this, I would argue you have quite the story here.
All right, let's
I think
keep going,
because
we're running
story.
Out of time here, and there's so much more.
I find it suspicious, inconsistent, for board members to single out this trivial event and dignify it as something more than it is when the town has enough problems of its own. Furthermore, the fallout of this was damaging to me. Was to my family, including my 84-year-old mother-in-law who lives downstairs, who up to now thought the world of Rosemary Spedeli.
Ooh.
I find it hurtful, damaging to all involved, starting with me and then extending right to this board. The comments of the Eagle Tribune, some have chastised my decision. They don't refer to it as my decision. Nobody's talked to me. But others see it as petty and mean-spirited. To what end? What do we accomplish? What are we trying to accomplish here? I guess most troubling is that I find it personal. This is most distressing to me because before this event, I would have called both Mrs. Spedeli and Mrs. Watson my friends.
Aww.
I have coached Mrs. Spedeli's son, Christopher, twice, at least twice, and I've worked with her husband, Jimmy, on youth sports. I often sit with him at town meeting. I've actively worked with Ms. Watson's campaign. I've been to her house. I see her son. He plays across the street. I see Tracy all the time, too. Up till now, we've been friends and neighbors. But these are not the actions of friends. What do I want? Well, the school committee is charged with running a school system. The Board of Selectmen is charged with running the entire town. I believe when every board member on every board started out, they wanted to give service to the community. They had pride in their community. They wanted our community to be a good place to raise your kids, a great place to live, all good intentions. But there are voices out there that have a more zealous political agenda in mind. They're divisive, and they can be hateful. And they're around. We know who they are. We see them all the time. We read them all the time. These voices...
Now,
is that person's name Tommy Duggan, by the way? Are you the divisive leader that they're referring to here?
Yeah, I think he's talking about the selectmen that he's attacking, Watson and Smedili, okay. Right? And he's calling them divisive, and this is personal, and this is, quote, mean-spirited. Let's just remember how the last scandal came about. Because while Mr. Allen is up on his pedestal, the last scandal came about when Chris Allen wrote a public letter that was sent out publicly calling Ted Tripp small-minded and attacking the Tea Party as, quote, the party of dicks. Chairman of the school committee, using a school department computer server and a school department email account to call people names. But she's not divisive. She's not being mean-spirited. All of those arrows and all of those labels are being shot at other people who, by the way, you're going to find out very quickly in a few minutes. Rosemary Smedili hates me. Rosemary Smedili barely says hello to me when I see her at Dunkin' Donuts. Rosemary Smedili has never once ever picked up the phone and called me to tell me anything. I don't think if she drove by my house and it was on fire, she would call me to let me know. All right? And it's mostly because she claims to be a Republican, but she helps Dave Taurisi every time he runs, and I call her out on it. So if you're going to talk about mean-spiritedness and politics and dirty politics and getting personal and being divisive, Mr. Allen, I would ask you to turn around to your left and look at who's sitting behind you, because your wife in the last scandal found herself in trouble because she was writing negative, mean-spirited, and divisive letters about Ted Tripp and the Tea Party. I thought we were all friends. I at one point, I'm sure Ted Tripp thought of you as a friend. And I'm sure he's very personally hurt by all of this. Ugh, you can't make this up. Let's finish him out, then we'll take a break, come back, and we'll hear what Tracy Watson had to say in return, because that's way better than this.
Sounds good.
Maintain that people with different opinions of you are foes. And foes would be attacked. Being a good neighbor and a citizen can be compromised. It's easy to get sucked into this political infighting. I think it's a bad idea. It has collateral damage. It's hurtful. It can take you places you don't want to go and do things that you never envisioned were part of the job. These divisive voices might approve, but I think most people just see it as mean and spiteful. I would like to remind all parties to remind themselves why they ran for election, their good intentions, and do more time carrying on their jobs, less time politically sparring, and then the story would read, local man hires local contractor.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? In the mind of Mr. Larry Allen, the husband of school committee chairman Chris Allen in North Andover, the only real story here is local man hires local contractor? Like, really? I mean, what if, I'm not saying that Mr. Castricone's Jeffrey Dahmer. What if Jeffrey Dahmer owned a plumbing business? And you were the chief of police, and the guy was awaiting trial, and you hired the guy to do the plumbing in your house. Would the story be local man hires local plumber? Would that be the story? Because I really don't think it would be. And I think that Mr. Allen did way more of a disservice by getting up and speaking at this meeting. First of all, I want to thank him for mentioning the Valley Patriot as many times as he did, because it's free publicity for us. I love that. And even though he apparently thinks we're way bigger and way more important than we are, that we have teams of photographers that we can send to his house, I certainly appreciate all of that. But come on, local man hires local contractor. To you, really, that's the only story? When your wife sits as chairman of the school committee? Because you know what? I got two kids at the high school. I'm infuriated that the chairman of my school committee or the husband of the chairman of my school committee had such poor judgment that they would make this kind of a decision. Again, the guy's innocent until proven guilty, but there's a pretty good chance he's guilty. I mean, given the video that we don't need a judge or a jury to weigh in on, given what we know, there's a pretty good chance. Why would you not only take the chance and do that, but then get up publicly and defend your actions? It just goes to show what an elitist person is speaking, that he just doesn't get it. He's totally out of touch with the parents. And here's something else that we ended up cutting out of that clip. Do you know that Larry and Chris Allen's kid played on the wrestling team under Mr. Castricone?
Really?
If my kid played under Mr. Castricone, not only would I not want him working on my flipping house, I wouldn't want him in my neighborhood, I wouldn't want him in my town, and I wouldn't care if he was guilty or not. If my kid played on that team and then I found out that all this stuff was going on, you think I'm furious now? I'd have been bouncing off the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Selectman Chairman Tracy Watson, she didn't let him get away with any of this. And if you think what we just played you was good, boy, you've got to hear her response. Because she didn't hold anything. She didn't hold anything back. These are the kinds of sound bites that make great radio. This might go down as one of our, we're going to do our top 10 clips of the year, the last week of the year. And this is definitely in nomination for best clip of the year, by far, what we're about to play you. All right, I hear the Shakira back after this. I'm paying attention where everybody gets it.
He carried a gun for good to protect the rest of us. You carried a gun because you were street terrorists, and that's what you are. It is incumbent upon the court to impose the sentence of death. That is all. Take him away.
This is the Paying Attention Radio Program.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I'm listening to Paying Attention with Tom Duggan on WCAP, where everybody gets it.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Hey,
hey. All righty. Trying to catch my breath. I got five more stories and no time to get to them. I'm gonna try and squeeze in some Sheriff Cousins stuff today, but if we don't, we'll definitely talk about it next week. By the way, I am going to be here Christmas Eve, and I am going to be here New Year's Eve. And if the show was on Christmas Day, I'd be. The only day I'm not going to be here is St. Patrick's Day, because that's my high holiday.
All right.
We were talking in before the last break, the chairman of the school committee in North Andover, Chris Allen's husband, got up at a Board of Selectmen meeting. I'm not exactly sure why this is the business of the Board of Selectmen. That the chairman, Chris Allen's husband, hired Dave Castricone to do their roofing. I'm not exactly sure why that's town business. Why they had to take 15 minutes out of town business that's very important to talk about these issues. But he made an accusation. He accused Rosemary Smedili, who hates me, and Tracy Watson, who doesn't hate me, of being my sources on this story. I always find it
Tommy, you want to adjust your mic a little bit there?
And I always
He's there.
Find,
there
I always,
he is.
I always find it interesting how whenever the Valley Patriot exposes a story about, you know, misdeeds by elected officials, that in order to distract from what they did, and this happens across the board, Lawrence, Methuen, North Andover, Haverhill, Lowell, wherever, what happens across the board is the person the story is about, either they or their surrogates, immediately go on the attack in public and start asking the public question of who finked on us? Who dimed us out? And they make that the issue. We want it just like the whole thing with George Bush and Valerie Plame. It wasn't no longer was there discussions about whether Valerie Plame had anything to do with sending her husband to Africa on behalf of Saddam Hussein, to defend Saddam Hussein and stop us from going in. The whole conversation became about who dimed out Valerie Plame. And then nobody wanted to talk about the rest of the story. The whole story from the next year was who dimed out Valerie Plame. And the same thing here. The Allens are trying to do the same thing. It's not we did wrong. If Mr. Allen had gotten up and said, you know what, look, it was a bad decision. I wasn't thinking. You know what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this brought some bad publicity onto the town. I just wasn't thinking. And I just want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm sorry. I think that would have been the end of it. Just like when Ted Tripp asked for his apology from his wife, Chris Allen, had she just apologized and left it at that, that issue would have been gone. But now two issues in a row where the Allens had an opportunity to back out. They had a back door and they didn't take it. Instead, they engaged in Lawrence-type politics. See, I expect this stuff out of the Lawrence elected officials because most of them are whacked up. Most of them don't understand the first thing about real politics. But in North Andover, I expect more. So when Mr. Allen was done accusing Tracy Watson of being our source, accusing Rosemary Schmidili of being our source, although not by name, Chairman of the Board of Selectmen Tracy Watson, she had a few things to say. Let's listen to Tracy.
Follow through on it.
Do you deny it?
I absolutely deny calling the Valley Patriot or arranging for the Valley Patriot to go to your home. Yes, I absolutely deny that. I deny that on my son. And how dare you come here and say that to me? I know who exactly who you were pointing your finger at. Under no circumstances did I go to the Valley Patriot to set you people up. Under no circumstances. If you are in a bad situation, that is because yourself and Chris made a bad business choice. Period.
Do you feel that?
I do feel that way. I was asked a question from a reporter. I gave my honest answer of how I feel. I'm sorry if you disagree with it and you don't like what I had to say. Sorry. I am not comfortable getting in the middle of any personal business dealings. But when asked a question, and as chairman of the Board of Selectmen, I personally don't care who you use, but you should have used or put a little bit more thought into it when your wife is chairman of the school committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, she's great. She's been on the show a bunch of times.
Fiery. I like that. She's awesome. I like fiery.
Because she's totally not a politician. She's the exact opposite of what you would expect of a like you heard all of the political speak out of Nikki Tsongas. Tracy Watson's no Nikki Tsongas. And I say that in a positive way. When it comes to answering questions, if you ask Tracy Watson a question, she answers your question. She doesn't hedge it. She doesn't worry about what her colleagues are going to think. She doesn't worry about what her party thinks. She just answers it. She tells you what she really thinks. And I appreciated her mentioning the Valley Patriot like five times in that little spit. But
sorry about that, Tom.
But she's absolutely right. And I've got so many more clips that we just can't get to because there's 10 minutes left in the show. But what an abomination. Seriously. I sent out a Freedom of Information request looking for the emails of all the school committee members. For those of you who live in North Andover, I sent out a Freedom of Information request looking for all the emails of school committee members for the 30 days prior to the meals tax vote, because I know what we're going to find. I'm going to have those within the week, and you can expect a big story in the January Valley Patriot about that.
What was the result, by the way, of your Xerox debate? A couple of weeks ago when I was here, you were having a Xerox issue with these folks. Did we get at least a result on the Xeroxes?
Yes, they've knocked down the price from $7,099 for my Freedom of Information request. Yes, they knocked down the price from $7,099, and now we're somewhere in the neighborhood of $300.
Well,
Big difference.
Miss a few zeros there in the first calculation? Yeah. What happened?
Well, they thought they could be cute.
Uh-huh.
And with all due respect to Superintendent Hoddle, they thought they would be cute. They thought if they threw a big bill at me that was $7,099, that I would ask them to narrow their search, and that I would ask for less information, and I would get less information, and they would charge me less money. No. What I want is I want all the emails so I can do a search. I don't want them going through and deciding what emails to exclude. I will go through all the emails and I will decide what's relevant because that's my job. My job is the reporter. Your job is the superintendent. Your job is to turn over the records. My job is to go through them and report on what they say. And with all due respect to the superintendent, I want them all. And I don't want anything excluded. I don't want you to exclude anything that's of a personal nature. Because if there's an email from a school board member to another school board member that's of a personal nature that has nothing to do with their job, I don't care what it is. I don't care if they're having an affair. I'm not going to publish that. That has no interest to me whatsoever. What does, on the other hand, though, if there are emails that are of a personal nature whereby they're discussing maybe getting one of their kids a job, or they're discussing getting one of their family members a job, or they're discussing something else that does have to do with their job, that I do want. That is news. But I don't care if they're talking about having sex, smoking pot. I don't care about any of that. Honestly, I don't. You'll never see that in the Valley Patriot of a personal nature unless it has to do with their job. So I want them all, and I'm going to get them all. That's one thing I can promise you.
And not for $7,099.
And I'm not spending no $7,000. I got to be honest. I'm not spending a $300 either. Because by the time we finish negotiating with the superintendent, I promised myself on Facebook and all of my Facebook friends that I would not spend any more than $100, and I'm not going to. These are public documents, and I want them. Period. Because members of the school committee in North Andover were orchestrating behind the scenes using public resources to affect a vote at town meeting. And again, I expect this from Lawrence. I don't expect it from North Andover. 978-454-4980. I've got one more story to get to. And thank God we got 6 minutes to do it. About, what would you say? I think 2 months ago we wrote a story about an inmate at the Essex County House of Corrections on Mazda Street in Lawrence. It's called The Farm. It's a minimum security facility. It's considered a pre-release facility. It's for people who maybe they owed money and back child support and they got picked up. Maybe they were drunk driving and they got picked up. It's a minimum security security prison. And it's really basically kind of like a dorm room where they've got the freedom to kind of come and go as they please. They can go outside. There's actually a real farm there where they plant crops and they harvest them and they sell them and they use them for food on the in the prisons. And there was a gentleman with 43 violent felonies on his record that we wrote about a few months ago who had walked away from the farm, who had escaped once before. And not only did he have 43 violent felonies on his record and had escaped before and was put at the farm and walked away, but Essex County Sheriff's Department, Frank Cousins' office, did not notify the public as they're mandated to do by law. There have been dozens of escapes over the last year, and we've reported on every one that we found out about. And every time they escape, the only time you read about it in the Eagle Tribune is when they get recaptured. And then the headline is, Sheriff Cousins gets his man. And everyone looks at each other and goes, oh, we didn't know he was missing. Because nobody told us. Certainly he didn't tell us. So when I wrote that story, I called Paul Fleming, who's a former Eagle Tribune reporter. And I asked him a bunch of questions about this, one of which was, how many pretrial detainees do you have at the farm? Pretrial detainees are people who have been arrested and held without bail, but they haven't been convicted of anything. Under state law, you can't house them with prisoners because that's considered punishment. They haven't gone to trial yet. You have to hold them in a separate facility. I have information, or at least had information, that there were at least 14 pretrial detainees at the farm. So I asked Mr. Fleming, who lied, how many pretrial detainees do you have at the farm? The answer was zero. I said, Paul, I'm gonna do you a favor, even though you don't deserve it. I want you to hang up the phone, and I want you to call somebody over at the farm, and I want you to ask them if there are any, because I had just that day left the farm taking pictures of pretrial detainees at that facility, that day that I spoke with him. Long story short, he calls me back after calling over the farm. Tom, absolutely none. Absolutely none. We hold them in Middleton. We have separate facilities. Tom, that's against the law. Well, apparently they do have pretrial detainees at the farm. We've got the pictures. We have the story. And this week, you would think, given all of the attention that I have spent on Essex County Sheriff Frank Cousins and some of the things that are going on within the prisons of Essex County, you would think these guys would be stepping up to their A game, knowing that I'm doing surveillance on them, knowing that I have other people doing surveillance on them, and that I'm requesting all kinds of documents about their shenanigans. Well, this week, Devin Hickson, who's arrest record I'm holding in my hand. Here, you can hear it. You can't see it because it's radio.
That's right. So for those that are wondering, that has got to be probably a 15-page document.
Yeah, it's about 15 pages.
Excellent. It's pretty thick.
Yeah. And if you open up the first page, it says right at the top in big letters, escape risk.
So would that mean then he wouldn't be good to hold at a facility where you wouldn't have basically high maximum
correct.
Security?
Okay, yeah, you would think.
I'm just checking.
Right. So Mr. Hicks apparently 8 months ago was arrested, was put at Middleton, and was transferred to the farm. And on his first day at the farm, he walked away. Of course, the sheriff never notified anybody that he walked away. They recaptured him shortly thereafter. He then committed another crime after he got out. And he was arrested for that crime. He was sent to Middleton, now a pretrial detainee, by the way. He was sent to Middleton, and on his first day in Middleton, they sent him where? To the farm. With the words escape risk in big letters on his flipping report. And what do you think happened, Todd?
Let me guess. Did he walk away from
his
the farm?
First day, he walked away from the farm.
I'm wondering where this is going.
So I've had about enough of this. Because we can only report so often that you've got these escapes happening and people aren't getting notified. I pick up the Tribune the next day. And in the body of the Tribune, Paul Fleming, the former Tribune reporter, his quote is, "Sheriff Cousins always gets his man." No word anywhere in that Trib report that Devin Hickson had escaped once before, and it says all over his jacket, escape risk. Like a real good reporter, even a half-decent, moderately decent reporter, would have gotten what I got, which is his arrest record, and looked at the first page that says escape risk all over it. And maybe, I don't know, added that to the story?
Well, and while we're talking about this, can you give me a quick sampling of what this man has been accused of?
I think what they've got here is assault and battery on a police officer. Let me see if I can just grab it real quick. He's from Dunstable.
Okay.
And it looks like, let's see, breaking and entering in the daytime, felony, breaking and entering in the daytime, another one, assault and battery on a police officer. So here's somebody who
it's an upstanding citizen. Can't understand why he'd be involved.
Yeah, and he escaped once before. All right, that's Melvin Taylor, so I guess we got to go. I want to thank Todd and Tim for both producing today, Paul for coming in for half of his shift. He actually wanted me to pay him half of the money, which I did, because I'm a sucker. I want to say hi to my honey, one of the sexiest women alive. Go on my Facebook page, see what she looks like. Oh my good God, how did I get so lucky? What an improvement. Talking about trading up. And I want to say hi to Justice and everybody listening. My friend Henry Sorbani from Israel and Yosef and all of my Israel friends. And by the way, we've got tons of people who listen from all over the world to this program. I'm always stunned when I get emails from Israel or France or any other country but ours. Quite frankly, I get all excited when I get an email from somebody outside the area. So. We'll see you next week. We will be here on Christmas Eve. We'll be here on New Year's Eve. Don't miss the New Year's Eve show. That's going to be great. It's going to be like almost like a best of. This is our best clips of the year. Melvin Taylor says we got to go, so go home already. See you next week.